This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice on my little mic. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode, y'all, is going to be about what have you done for yourself? What do you do for you? What have you done? Like, when you were with a narcissist, like, one of the main things that I see and I hear when I'm talking to survivors of narcissistic abuse and things like that, and victims as well over Zoom, is the fact that they've lost themselves. Like, literally, they don't know who they are. They spent so much time, so much energy, so much effort, you know, trying to make the narcissist happy that they've lost themselves. Like, literally lost themselves, trying to make, you know, going out of their way to try to make somebody who you really can't make happy, happy. Like, literally losing themselves completely. So I ask the question, what have you done for yourself lately? What? You have to answer that question, y'all. I feel like you need to answer that question. You have to answer it with some type of detail and with some type of, you know, you have to get serious with that question, because so many, like, you've done so much for this person. For what gain? What are you gaining? What's the gain right here, y'all? I'm a very analytical, logical person. There needs to be a net positive for relationships in my mind. For any type of relationship in my mind to work, there needs to be a net positive. What's the net positive here when you're dealing with a narcissist? Like, look at all the stuff that you've given up. I need to know what you've gained. Look at all the stuff you might have had to give up. Your friends, your family, your job, your home, your personality, your body. Sometimes you gain, lose weight. Sometimes you give birth. You know, sometimes the stress makes you gain weight. If you get a narcissistic woman pregnant, sometimes it makes your stress. It makes you gain weight. What have you given? Look at all the stuff that you've given up. And to gain what exactly? This person? This person. You gave all of that up for this person. For what? Again, y'all, I need to know. I need to know it. Seriously, because, like, narcissists are going to take. Give a little. Take. Give a little more. Take. That's the dynamics of the relationship and how it typically goes right there. They take. What are you gaining, y'all? What is the point here? What is the point of this relationship? I need to know. Are you gaining love? Are you gaining affection? Are you gaining financial stability? Because sometimes, most times, it's financial abuse. What are you gaining? What's the net positive here? Because so many people, like, you're giving up so much for this relationship. Like, this is the only person in the world for you. And that's the whole thing right there. Narcissists want you to convince you that they are the only person in this world for you. That nobody else will want you, that nobody else will put up with you, that you're not as smart as you think you are, you're not as good looking as you think you are, you're too heavy, you're too skinny, blah blah blah, boo 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 boo. Y'all know how it goes. So again, what are you gaining? Because so many people, like, I feel like these relationships with narcissists, a lot of them are losses. And I know what people are going to say. Lee, what is your wife gaining? She stayed with you. Why can't we just stay with our significant other? My wife is gaining stability. I'm not the same as other narcissistic people. Am I still a narcissist? Yes. But I'm willing to work on myself and look in the mirror and take accountability for the stuff that I've done and the stuff that I've said and the stuff that I probably am going to do. We're not all perfect, y'all. You think narcissists think they're perfect? No, we don't think we're perfect. We think we're incomplete. That's why we always, narcissists don't think that they are perfect. They think that we know that we are incomplete. This is why we have to seek out supply. We know we are incomplete. There's a hole inside of us that we're trying to fill. So we're trying to make ourselves happy. So we keep changing things around, trying to do this to make ourselves happy, trying to do that to make ourselves happy, changing relationships, changing everything around. And then you as a survivor or somebody who loves the narcissist, you are doing the same thing. You're trying to make us happy to the detriment and to the loss of yourself. You struggle. You do. And I know people are going to be like, hey, you struggle parenting, you struggle with everything, y'all. This is not just like your unhappiness with a narcissist or a toxic person. It bleeds into other aspects of your life. It doesn't just stay inside the parameters of your relationship. It bleeds into everything else. It just does. So again, if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, or whomever, understand that it's going to bleed into every other aspect of your life. It just is. And that's the mindset of it right there, y'all. So I need people to know, like, what are you gaining? What are you gaining here? What's the gain? What's the positive? You know, look at all the stuff you had to give up. You know, so what are you doing for yourself? So many people get lost in these relationships. You get lost into them because you try to make the other person happy while sacrificing so much of yourself, sacrificing so much of your time, so much of your effort, energy, love, everything. Sacrificing so much of your.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life for what, y'all? To attempt to make this person happy that cannot truly be happy, they can't experience joy. When I say that, people are like, oh, they can't experience joy. That makes me so sad. It makes me want to love them harder. Don't love them harder, because you're loving yourself less. The harder you love them, the less you're going to love yourself. That's just it. So that is it right there. What are you gaining right here? What's the positive? What have you done for yourself? I know so many people out here haven't done anything for themselves lately. So when are you going to start doing things for yourself? When are you going to start putting you in front of this narcissistic person? Because typically, when you are with a narcissist, you put them in front of yourself. You start doing stuff for them as opposed to doing stuff for yourself. You know, instead of taking some time for yourself, you give it to the narcissist, trying to make them happy. Understand that, like, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't with a narcissist. You just are. If you do too much for a narcissist, they won't appreciate it. If you don't do anything for a narcissist, then you're useless. That's how they talk. That's how they talk to you. You give them a gift, they don't want it. You don't give them a gift, you're useless. You're a terrible person. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't with a narcissist. Either way, if you do or you don't do it, you're going to get in trouble anyway. If you're on my podcast, I did the finger quotes. Trouble, finger quotes. I had to say finger quotes all out. Trouble with a narcissist if you don't do what they want you to do. You know, if you don't do something for them, or even if you do something for them, you're going to get in trouble. So this is my advice to you in that situation. Like, Lee, what do we do? Like, if I give them a gift, they get mad. If I don't give them a gift, they get mad. What do I do? Do which one makes you happy. If giving gifts makes you happy regardless of their reaction, then you do that. If not wasting your time going out shopping for something specific for them, just to, you know, throw in a closet, you know, never wear or never use, do that. Don't waste your time. Do what makes you happy. What have you done for yourself? Like, literally. You know what I mean? Literally. Sometimes narcissistic people don't even clap. They don't even like to clap cheeks no more, so you might have to clap your own cheeks. Do something for yourself. You know what I mean? Self-clapper. You know, self-clapper, self-cheek clappers. You don't have to do that in a marriage or, you know, long-term relationship. But look, I'm just telling you, if you stay in a relationship like this, this is your life, y'all. This is pretty much it right there. So if you stay in, like, so I want people to win. I think people don't understand how much I want people to win, but I really, really do. That's why I get my supply that so many people are mad for. So many people are mad at me for, because I get supply from online, but only when I help people win. Y'all think I like sitting here, like, I'm sitting here in my office just, like, smiling when one of y'all send me a text message or send me a message on Instagram. It's like, I went back and I lost. Y'all think I like that? You think I like that right there? No, I don't like that. I feel like I'm losing. When y'all lose, I feel like I lose. So sometimes I have to go no contact with some of y'all because y'all be even hurting me. Because I want y'all to win. So when y'all lose, it affects me. Gotta get connected to people that I shouldn't be connected to. Therapy gonna help me with this one, y'all. I gotta go back to therapy, honestly. My therapist had a baby, so I haven't been in there. If y'all hadn't noticed a sporadic behavior from me, I haven't been in therapy for a few months now. My therapist is actually had a baby. But guess what? I'm back in here next week. So I'm back, y'all. I got some trauma dumping to do. Ooh, I'm telling you. But yeah, what have you done for yourself? Go do it. So this is today. Like, I'm gonna wrap this up real quick, y'all. This is today's homework right here. Go do something for yourself. Go do something to make yourself happy. Give yourself 30 minutes to an hour today just for you. Turn your damn phone off. You know, the narcissist is not gonna respond to you anyway. So go and turn your phone off for a little bit. Relax, chill. Take some deep breaths. Understand that this is not your life. This does not have to be the future. This does not have to be the end of your life. Choose your heart. It's going to be leaving is staying. Leaving is staying. Y'all, look at this. It's too early in the morning. Leaving is hard. Leaving is staying. What the hell I just say? Leaving is hard and staying is hard. So choose your heart. One heart has the possibility of getting better and becoming easier over time because leaving, you know, it's going to hurt. It sucks to leave. You know, but it gets better over time if you allow it. Staying, you're going to stay in this pain. You're going to stay in this situation for the rest of your life. This is your life right here if you decide to stay. That's just it. You know, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but that's how it goes right there. Anyways, y'all, like, look, if you haven't already, April 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all, the live webinar event is coming up. It's hosted by Lisa Sunny, the author of the Trauma Bond Recovery Journal. The seminar is called How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. So sign up for that, y'all. You do not want to miss that. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is going to be in the description of the podcast and in my YouTube channel. Check it out, y'all. April 6th to 7 p.m. Six panelists. Two self-aware narcissists, two therapist coaches, two therapists, and two life coaches that have all been through narcissistic abuse. Y'all, it's going to be an amazing thing. Co-parenting, trauma bond, question and answer. Look, y'all, sign up. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Mental illness is up. Peace. And my podcasters, again, y'all know y'all my peeps. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really do. Y'all know I appreciate y'all. Y'all do. The narcissist code, let me look at it real quick. I'm on a tight schedule today. Y'all got a long stuff. 458. Y'all hit the 5 stars for me, please. Thank y'all so much. Peace.